Chapter 36. Jason Armstrong pressed the button to find his car in the underground car park. An electronic beep reminded him that his Audi was parked at the far end, behind the line of SUVs. The squash club was always busy at this time of the morning, people grabbing an early game, or just using it as the location for a breakfast meeting. The membership to the Regency Club was inexplicably expensive to the outsider, given that the dimensions of a squash court were the same everywhere. But it was the other facilities that set it apart. It was popular amongst the diplomatic corps, none of whom were ever, of course, paying for their own memberships. Jason was in a particularly good mood, as he had just beaten Philippe Albert from the French embassy for the first time in 2 years. When it wasn't going his way, Albert had started yammering on about not feeling well, speculating that he was coming down with a virus. Typical French. Dublin was an anomaly in terms of its importance to the US. It had, to be honest, almost no economic significance, and even less of a military one. Yet it was still a big deal politically. It was the dotty old grandma of American politics. Every presidential candidate had to win its approval before they could even consider asking the electorate for its hand in marriage. As foreign postings went, Jason thought, the fact that everyone spoke English was a bonus, although not one that made up for the weather. He tossed his squash gear into the trunk and then hopped into the driver's seat. Before he could put the keys into the ignition, the passenger door opened and a man slid into the seat beside him. He was wearing a fedora hat and sunglasses that a dreary Dublin day in December most definitely did not require. His skin was dark. If Jason had been forced to guess, he'd have said Cuban descent.
What the?
Mr. Armstrong, there is no need to be alarmed.
The use of his name caused Jason to pause.
Who are you?
You are Mr. Jason Armstrong. Graduate of Yale Law School. Currently, you are serving as Assistant Security Attaché at the U.S. Embassy here in Dublin. You have a wife, Samantha, and two beautiful children, Jacob and Jemima.
I know who I am. What I want to know is who you are and what the hell are you doing in my car?
Excellent questions. I would ask you to keep your voice down while I explain. We do not want to draw attention to ourselves.
Oh, don't we? How about you get the hell out of?
Jason's words were cut off by an elbow being jammed down hard into his testicles, forcing him to double over as exquisite pain surged through his body. His head bounced off the steering wheel, causing the horn to issue a plaintive parp. A hand guided him back to a seated position.
Up you get, that's it. Breathe, breathe. Good boy.
Through tear-drenched vision, Jason looked at the man again, who was calmly smiling at him as if nothing had happened.
Now, you keep quietly breathing there while I answer your questions. Firstly, who I am is unimportant, but if you would like a name, then let us go with Mr. Lopez. As for what I am, I'm a man who fixes problems. A plumber of sorts.
He stopped and smiled to himself, as if the thought amused him.
I'm here because I require your assistance.
Fuck you!
Jason hadn't meant to say that. The words had been involuntarily expelled from between his gritted teeth.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. All I'm asking for is a little courtesy towards a fellow American patriot. In particular, with regard to the matter of a certain Simone Delamere, who turned up when you did a search on a face and a name last week.
That was nothing. It was a case of mistaken identity.
I see. Who asked you to do the search?
I'm not telling you that, you...
This time Mr. Lopez grabbed Jason's fingers and held them in such a way that rods of pain shot up his left arm.
Ah!
You are making this unnecessarily difficult, Mr. Armstrong. Now I have to do the vulgar thing."
He pulled a brown envelope from his jacket pocket and tossed it onto the dashboard.
"That is a series of pictures that were taken of you when you were down in Key Largo 2 years ago on a golfing trip. But you're not golfing in those pictures, are you? No. You are having sex with someone who's not your wife. In fact, the someone in question is not even a woman, although he is wearing some of your wife's clothing. As are you. I'll admit that's a new one to me, but I'm not a man who judges, Mr. Armstrong. I'm just a man who fixes problems. You, for example, have the problem of these pictures existing. I will fix that for you. And all I ask in exchange is that you tell me everything about the person who expressed an interest in that woman. As long as you tell me everything you know, and believe me, I could tell if you don't. Then your problem will go away. In fact, I will open this door, leave your car, and disappear from your life entirely, providing that the next words out of your mouth are the ones I want to hear. Do you understand?"
Jason Armstrong nodded.
"Excellent. I'm so happy to hear that we can help each other get rid of these trifling problems. I do so hate problems. You may begin speaking. Now."